Not bad, not bad. Not
it's
bad, not bad.
It's the NCAA tournament is over, and it's another week.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, Wolfpack. Fell.
Big shock. UConn wins by over
13 points. Exactly. You predicted it exactly. You said Purdue was going to beat NC State, and then UConn. And we didn't. You didn't even remember, nor did I, the fourth team in the Final Four.
Well, Alabama.
Sorry, Alabama. But it. Oh well.
Yeah, and I stayed up to watch the game, then forgot. And fell asleep.
Didn't I even stayed up it. And then I forgot. Which, that's the best old man sentence. Yeah.
That's yeah. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Big Brother Joe's birthday nice. Today. 73. He's now at that point in our intersected lives where up until yesterday he was 2 years older than me. And now, as of today, numerically speaking, round numbers, yes. Whole numbers only. He's 3 exactly. years older than me. It's funny how it goes. His son and his beloved are there to take nice. Him out to dinner.
Yes, my kids are in the month and one day where they are further apart. Let's see. Where they are 5 years apart instead of 4. So it goes.
So that's I sang him a little quick happy birthday. We were in 70s today. I've been doing, I'm restoring a guy's, well, you're, among
you're,
other things. I'm
you and your brother are in your 70s,
garage.
Right?
Yeah, both.
And the temperature?
70, 73.
Okay. 70s. Cool. Checks out.
Yep. I get worried that it's going to get warmer.
Well, your age is going to go up.
Hope it does.
We hope.
Hope it doesn't get to be 80. I don't know. You think about that. I mean, yeah. I mean, how old do people? Some people die young. Some people die old, and you never know what's going to hit you. So, eclipse. What'd you do? The eclipse. I have a story to tell. What did I do?
Bro, I'm on the other side of the planet,
bro. You didn't see it over in your
bro.
Part of the world.
Plus, it was super rainy and gross. But we did, as a result, have extra high and low tides. So that's exciting.
Well, I was working, doing the restoration of this barn that was, it's a garage, two-car garage, built 1910, I guess, and it's had termite damage pretty severely, and you know they're such predictable little creatures. They eat vertical and go all the way to the top and then go all the way down the bottom. So any wood
they eat vertical
that's vertical like a stud is eaten in pathways.
They don't eat horizontal,
so
they only eat vertical.
Only wow. vertical up and vertical down, but rows next to each other. So at any given time, there might be 9 rows of termites, and they all live in a nest, which is off the sure. wood somewhere
right.
in the ground. And they eat their way up, they eat their way down, and they go back to the nest.
Back to the ground.
Along
Come on,
the way.
Let's rhyme this.
Wood.
They eat their way up, they eat their way down,
the ground.
And then they go back to the ground.
So yes.
go
back to the ground. And what they leave then is like, imagine a piece of wood that's been cut vertically, a vertical piece of wood that's been cut vertically with a straight yep. saw, and then there's they space, so there's a little sliver of wood, very thin, the whole depth of the 2x4, and then there's another passage and another one. You can literally flip the wood with your thumb and make it go like you're doing right. pages on a book. And when you cut them, they're very difficult to cut because they're strong as wood. They're just paper thin layers like files.
Okay.
So
it's like ripping a phone book
was
like,
to fill
like the old strongman used to do.
Yes, except in this case the phone book pages are separated by air.
Okay, sure. That does make it easier.
No, it makes it harder.
Okay.
Not easier. Don't you think?
I always learned that the trick to ripping a phone book, first of all, is being stronger than I ever have been, but also to splay the pages slightly so they're... If it's a perfect book...
Oh, so there's air.
But to do something... Whoa. To do something that... that makes it not quite... I don't know, but... If you're saying it's harder to cut,
well, that actually makes it thinner. Splaying the pages makes it thinner.
Yeah. Okay. But
longer, wider, but thinner.
Sure.
Well, no, don't. It's not. It's not a throwaway.
No, I don't think it.
It's a physical fact. No. If you're splaying the pages, you're making the phone book wider, but you're also making it thinner.
I think the pages are the same width if you splay them.
Not the pages. That's not what I said.
It's the same number of pages.
The phone book is sure the same number of pages, but the pages are... The book is wider, and it's thinner because you've splayed the pages. Same number of pages, but... You've
twisted.
Made it.
Yeah.
Not twisted. Splayed is the right word. And now, instead of this long, it's this long. Imagine opening the book up and doing it both ways.
I don't know how that math works out.
It's physics. Well,
okay. It's the same number of pages.
Straight up.
And the pages are the same thickness, yes?
Yes.
And
doesn't make the book wider or thinner. That's got nothing to do with...
I'm talking about the thickness.
If you take...
Okay, I'm talking about the thickness of the book. Yes?
Yes.
This is a book with lots of pages, right? And so each page...
And it's this wide.
Okay, I don't care about the width. We're talking about the thickness.
Oh, you should, because that's where your strength has got to tear.
Yes, but you're talking about thickness.
I'm talking thickness of
exactly.
the book.
Exact thickness of the book.
When you splay the pages of the book, this is what it looks like. Watch. Thinner and wider.
It's the same number of pages with the same thickness of each page.
You're talking two completely different dimensions. It is this thick. When you splay the pages, it gets wide. The book is wider. And the book
Where does the height go?
Narrower.
Where does the thickness go?
The height is spread out over
the
elongation
of
the pages. Because it doesn't matter because the pages being stacked are no longer stacked. Now they're off at an angle. Let me get a book.
Hold on. If the width of a page is W, yes? And there are N pages. The thickness of the book is N times W. Yes?
Yeah.
And if you splay the pages, how many pages are there? N.
You're in the wrong dimension.
No, I'm not.
You're
that
in
same
the
dimension.
Wrong dimension. You're in the wrong dimension. I'm going to show you something. You see this book? You see how thick that is? Watch what happens when I move those pages all the way apart. It's no longer that thick anymore. It's thinner.
Same number of pages.
Why is it thinner? Because the pages are further down here. And instead of the book itself being this wide, now it's this much wider.
Thickness.
Look
thickness.
How much wider thickness. It is. Thickness. Well, it's spread out. I'm right about this. We're going to bring in mathematicians because you...
I don't need mathematicians to tell me that N times W
you keep falling back. You're falling back to a formula which doesn't apply.
So there are fewer pages when you splay them? The pages get thinner?
No, 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 but... No, the book gets thinner because the pages are spread out.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you to picture something. Picture in your hand a book.
Yes. Yep.
Okay? Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to tear the binding off the book.
That makes it thinner.
And I want you to take yep. those pages, and I want you to spread them across the whole width yep. of the table. Right? Now, that book that you had a minute ago is no longer this.
If it's a deck of cards, yes, now, because
a deck of cards, a book, is the same exact thing. That's why it rips easier, because it's thinner.
With a deck of cards, when you spread them out, there are now cards that used to be on top of other cards that are no longer on top of other cards. They're spread out.
Just like the pages of a book when you leaf the pages okay. open.
You're imagining a different understanding of splay than I am. But fair splay, man.
Speaking of fair splay, what starts tomorrow?
What starts tomorrow? Something in Augusta, Georgia?
An event like no other.
Does it rhyme with disasters?
Yes, Augusta. Very good. So Tiger Woods starts off the tee box, ranked 950th nice. In the world. 950th, which means that we did better in our domain of a podcast in Uruguay than he's doing on
take
the American...
Take that, Tiger. Loser.
Take that, Tiger. One ankle... Fucking miracle,
yeah, well,
man.
Hey, we're doing this well. Around. And by the way, how's your toe? Because
My toe became infected.
Well, I remember you were and, fanning it, much to the amusement of
yes,
your microphone
it
became, last week.
It became infected. And I must say that the doctor who... Did I tell you this? That I said, what about this red spot? And he poo-pooed it.
He poo-pooed on your
that
red
became
spot?
A...
That's not a thing you do to Jupiter.
I thought it was a strange type of application. Well, but different ointments have used. I think he heard.
Wait,
the
did he poop and then form it into a knife to
yes
do surgery?
Yes, it you know,
talk about a sterile scalpel,
like a shredder, like a shredder that you'd use great cheese, a grater. He turned the shit into a grater, and then you use the grater to. Grade that infected
make shit
toe
great
down,
again
so
I would
it's
say
bleeding yes make grading great again
yes
magaga
so oh, so Lord. Your toe is still with you.
My toe is I've been on antibiotics and they've done the trick in 5 days as predicted. It's no longer
but you still have to take them for another like
infected.
40 days or whatever.
No
antibiotics.
One full day.
Cool.
One full day tomorrow, I think. Yeah, but thanks for asking. And I worked on my toes. I was up and down a ladder. This garage work is 6 foot ladder up and down, you know, A-frame ladder, but still always a challenge to reach up above your head to paint, and I try to get high enough so I'm reaching sideways.
Do you paint with your toe, or?
No, but your toes are bent because they're holding you on the ladder. You know, your feet are, try to act like hands. Because they can't, they strain.
Huh. They try to act like...
You didn't know that. This is the second thing of the evening you didn't know.
It makes sense.
And when you move your toes, yeah. and bend your toes are longer and they're
when you
thinner.
Splay your toes?
When you splay your toes, your foot is wider and it is okay. thinner. Do you understand why?
Yes. because
you do.
I splay my toes all
now
the time.
Now, just to prove that you know damn well the meaning of the word splay, and your ham-handed attempt
ham-toed.
To free yourself from your
why are you limping? I'm ham-toed.
A new phrase is coined. Absolutely, we'd make that into a joke. What do you call a man with no arms who is caught? It says something that's ham-handed, and the answer is ham-toed.
Hey, you. It's got to be related to pig farming somehow, but so back to Tiger. Let's pull us back. He's doing well and ranked below we are, but you know.
He's doing well physically since he dropped out last.
Aren't we all?
He's no longer in pain when he walks. He says. And he's working out 4 a.m. I think we mentioned
so
that last.
He's not ham-toed.
Last show. He is not ham-toed.
Because?
He is not ham-toed. And, but thanks for asking.
Maybe it's related to ham radio somehow. when you're fumbling with a dial on your ham radio, you're ham-toed.
It goes back from your youngest days when you looked at your mother after she was scolding you and you said, "Today, I ham a man."
Green eggs and ham toad.
Today,
I ham
a man. I ham what I ham, and I'm never going back.
True that.
To what I was before, I was a ham. My brother JoJo, birthday yep. today, he's been known to come out of a bathroom and say, "Oh man, that was difficult. I shit a fucking ham."
Ham Joed. No. That's too.
Ham butt. Butt ham. He hemorrhaged. He hemorrhaged that turd.
Okay. That's too much.
So here's another. That's another. I'm out of poetic word. Hemorrhage. Oh.
Well, blah. There you go. I love how we've cleaned it up from the boogers this week.
Yeah, I appreciated your artwork. I thought it was a little bit. I particularly liked the smoke. I thought the smoke was, you know, particularly good use of elongated, wet noodle boogers, I would imagine.
You really have to stretch them out and get them all wispy for that.
Yeah. Wispy. Squish them. Chew them a minute.
Yeah, I don't get that. So, who's going to win the Masters? Predictions?
I think it's Rory's year. He's finished top 10 past 7 years.
I always like Rory. He seemed like a
well.
Like a
it's
cat.
It's his fourth attempt at. I think it's third or fourth attempt at using the Masters as the Grand Slam. The career Grand Slam.
Because he's got all the rest.
Because he's got the other three, or is it four?
I think there's
a modern Grand Slam, which is five. But he's been playing particularly well. But no one can be dismissed. I mean, we talked about that iconic moment when Tiger sitting on the number 10 par 3 over Rays Creek, leaning on his golf club as he watched the two of the three other yep. golfers before him land in the creek and start doing the math in his head without a perceptible move about What just happened? I haven't golfed in forever. Have you golfed? Do you golf ever anymore?
No. It's been, I guess, last July in the States. It's the last time, so.
Yeah, we talked about doing something in June last year at the Burke Open or something. At the country club.
Yeah,
You're going home? I'm gonna
be there. We just bought our tickets, and holy crap, are they expensive in late June and July. But yeah, we're all four going in late June, and then we have a scheduled what we call a vacation within a vacation. Last year we went to Mackinac Island, as you recall. This year we're going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, whatever's there.
Civil War shit.
Like Dolly World is there, which is interesting. You familiar with that?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it's a. On the one hand, it's a stupid theme park, but on the other hand, Dolly Parton's pretty awesome, and like she uses all of those proceeds for really good causes.
She is. She is awesome.
She
is, and I'm sure it's all above board.
So I don't know if we're gonna end up going there or not, but she is one of the a celebrity you can name that has the most like approval rating across all demographics.
Yeah.
Like, everyone fucking loves her.
Yeah.
Because she never, ever, ever gets political. She doesn't talk about...
Well, that's one of the reasons they love her. She's also negative.
True that. But, right, exactly.
Which would mean, if you're never negative, then you're not going to be political.
Literally. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. But, so, we're going to...
Because you're going to Gatlinburg,
and then we're
going to
be there, and then we're going to be in Burke County for another 3 weeks after that.
Let's see. Where am I going? I'm going to Allegheny State Park. We rented the entire, like, seven cabins next to each other.
Oh, yeah, because you have this big get-together where you all rent cabins and barbecues and...
Yeah. And
bonfires and beer.
Hope we get good weather.
Nice.
Yeah, then hikes, and we got a lot of little ones this year, so it's a lot of swimming, and it's beautiful.
Nice.
It's beautiful. I grew up there, you know. It's always fun. And then a buddy of mine, Joe Bethany.
Yes.
You know Joe. He's being inducted into the North Carolina Literary Hall of Fame, along with Carl Sandburg and Maya Angelou.
That's pretty cool.
Huge, isn't it? Yeah, I gotta figure out something to do for him. I'm trying to think of when my fishing trip is. You know, I would love to go and see it. I think it's once in a lifetime, but. I got that fishing trip, and I think it goes from the 29th to the 6th, which would mean that if I flew from Syracuse to Asheville, North Carolina, and drove an hour, the planes leave at 6 o'clock, the ceremony's probably at 3, that'd be
It's a doable thing, but... look into it, and we'll talk.
And you know, a day like that with all of his family and relatives there. I mean, I wouldn't get much of his time, to say the least. It'd be special, but I won't know anybody other than him and his wife.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but up to you, sir. Today, I had to take the morning off work and drive my daughter 30 minutes to the nearest city hospital where she had an allergy test. And this is... I mentioned this before last time I took her, but last time we went, we didn't read the fine print on the appointment document, and she had been taking her allergy medicine.
And you didn't take it with you.
But it said, before this appointment, you need to not have taken your allergy medicine for 5 days. So
I remember
this,
that.
This time, we were smart about it, and we told her to not take her allergy medicine.
Was this the follow-up?
This was the do-over, because we fucked it up last time.
Surprised it took so long.
You know, socialized medicine is great, but they are on a... You get your appointment when you get your appointment. So it was a couple of months. So I took her there today, and we stopped her medication 5 days ago, back when she was in England. She came back safely and had a relatively good time. But today we took her, and they did the thing where, are you familiar? Do you have allergies? Have you been
yes,
tested?
Sure.
Do you know what the test is like?
Yes.
What's the test like?
I can't remember it, but I've been tested. Yeah.
So they gave her different allergens along her arm. Where
oh, right.
They, I've never had it done to me. I assumed that they like injected you with a little bit of each
right.
potential toxin. But she said what they did was they put a drop of the toxin, and then they took a little thing to like break the skin under the drop, so that it like got underneath your skin.
Would they've got you under my skin?
And so she had this for, I think there were 24, and they put the little dots with a permanent marker up and down the arm, so they could keep track of, oh, this is where, you know, the fourth one was or whatever, and the on both arms. And I was sitting in the waiting room, and she came out with her arms all dotted, and she had to sit there for 15 minutes with her arms, you know, not touching her arms, where they were just itching to high heaven, like all around, and like some of them were stung,
sure.
And some of them were itching, and she just had to sit there for 15 minutes, and then she went back in, and we got very little information from this particular appointment. Like, we already knew that she was allergic to mites, and this came out that she's not allergic, but she's sensitive to cats and dogs. So not allergic, but like you might get the sniffles if you're around a dog for too long. I don't know. Anyway, what we accomplished with this was to advance to the next stage of where they're actually going to do some more interesting tests. But they had to.
And what is this in response to?
I mean, she has trouble breathing if she's not taking antihistamines.
And all reasons not known.
Yeah, we knew that reasons. She was already. We knew already that she was allergic to mites, and what that means is basically dust. It's because it's not the mites themselves, but the mite poop. Which is, you know, if you're in a dusty room, there's a bunch of mite poop around.
Nice. True.
And at any time, one mite poop. So there's that.
Nice. They're in your eyelids and in your eyebrows.
Yeah, boy, researching facial mites is not a path you want to go
it's
down.
Gross.
So I don't recommend that to the listener. So anyway, that was an interesting new novel thing that happened today. There you go.
Well, fascinating story. The trees are in full bloom here out my side yard. I'm ready to break out my lawn furniture this week. And I've decided I pretty much ought to spray wash my deck, my concrete deck area, before I lay all the stuff out, which is a complication that delays things. But
it's a transition of seasons.
And spring is nice. Sprung. I'm going to take an overnight fishing trip. First one I've taken without my mate since we've moved here. But she's going back east to pick up her dad, meeting sis halfway. And
do you sleep in the river or near the river?
Sleep in a tree near the river. I hang a netting, and crawl.
And you say, I caught one. But it's you.
No, the tree says that.
Okay.
The tree yells that out. Yeah. I got one.
And the other tree says, throw him back.
He's too old and ragged. but I'm just going to stay at some, roadside motel that I may not even bother to find it first.
Wow.
Just
roughing it.
Well, and plus two, then maybe I won't stay. I mean, if I go, this is the last of the season, really, such as it is. But, several years ago when COVID-19 hit, they had a pause, or not a pause, but a reduction in the number of trout that they put into the river. And it could be that low production year is showing itself in the
Why did they reduce the trout rate. Because of COVID-19?
Manpower problem.
Humans. Okay.
You got to put the fish in trucks and
got it.
Empty them into the river. Manpower.
You don't put little masks on the fish also, when you let them go.
That could sell little fish masks. Kind of hard to put them on. They don't have ears.
Oh damn!
So there's.
I didn't. I didn't think this.
Hook them on the back of the gill. Hook them on it, which would irritate their breathing apparatus. But they got COVID. They're going to die anyway.
Wait, so shouldn't we put the masks over the gills because that's where they breathe?
No, they got little nose holes too. Where the air from the gills comes out. It comes out of their mouth, too.
As I recall from COVID-19, it was kind of hard to eat with a mask on. So, if the fish aren't biting, they might be good because they're all wearing the little COVID masks.
That theory should be explored
trout
in
muzzles,
more depth.
As I call them.
That's right. Trout
ham-toed muzzles. Trout muzzles.
Now, imagine the tail of a fish.
Is this a story or an actual tail?
No, just go. You don't have to know what it is to imagine the tail of a fish. And when the tail is fanned out, it's wide and long. When you pinch the tail, it makes it less wide and makes it longer.
Okay.
Do you understand why? Of course not. You are thickness and width.
No, your thickness.
No, you are thickness and width sensitive. No, that's not the word.
Whoa, that sounds.
You can't grasp certain things. Now, we've known that for how long we've been doing
years
this
and years.
two years? Is it's it going on 2 years? That, but
cool. Yeah.
Is it? How long is it?
We are actually, darn, there was a, we had a an anniversary to celebrate. We are, and that's not the right place to look. Hold on, say something else interesting while I look this up.
I took a paperclip and turned it into a square. Look.
Sure, that qualifies as interesting.
Look. Look, it's a pretty good square.
We just passed, let's see. Oh, that's a nice square for our audio medium. We just passed, Dennis, on March 29th, we just passed an anniversary.
Of what?
5 years.
Are you joking?
March 29th, 2019, way before COVID. It's true. That was our first episode.
What episode are
we on? We're on 214.
So 214, like 9 days of solid listening.
If you divide by an hour, sure. But
not divide, multiply. See, you're challenged in all these ways. No.
214 hours divided by 24 is almost 9 days, yes.
That's what I said.
But then
said.
You said multiply, and it you, was like thickness and width all over again.
Well, first you have to multiply.
I mean...
First, you skip to the second step. That's the problem with you young people. You're not willing to go in order, in the order of...
Go forth and multiply, says the Bible.
There's a certain order, yes, to things.
Okay.
Okay? And when you break out of the order, you're breaking the order, man.
I get it. So anyway, happy anniversary, my friend.
Wow. So when we started this, I was in my mid-60s.
Crazy, yo. So, cheers to you, mate.
Yeah. I got undercover. Uh-oh.
Smithix.
Turn.
Nice. The official... Smithix. I'm just going to go ahead and name Smithix the official beer of happyhour.fm.
One of two.
No.
One of two. You've got one on your end, on your side,
yeah,
of the pond.
Yeah, but whenever I'm on your side of the pond, I do enjoy a good Smithix during our recording. So, I'm just saying. Yeah. You got any news from the politics desk? I haven't really...
A little bit of news, The Supreme Court in Arizona was asked to rule on a question as to whether or not an 1864 law that was on the books that created a felony charge for any woman who had an abortion was upheld, and it is the law of the land. And it is so politically deadly that Roe v. Wade, Trump, and Roe v. Wade, Carrie Lake, you remember she ran for governor unsuccessfully, and they both switched their positions. Although Trump said, now that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, states should decide.
Well, Roe v. Wade was the law of the land until he fucked it up.
Yeah. Right, till he changed it. And literally 2 days after, he says that a state says, oh yeah, okay. So not only is the woman charged with a felony for the murder of her child, but so is anybody who assists her, including the doctor. Right. And Kerry Lake is just so opposed to this. They showed a tape of her a year ago saying she thinks this law will be upheld and it'll be a blessing because people in Arizona will no longer be allowed to murder their children. And
why shouldn't you be able to murder your children?
Geez,
is what I was saying.
What's the position du jour, Lake, and Trump? So Trump also news. Trump is charged in New York with a trial that begins in 3 days of illegally using campaign money to pay Michael Cohen back for hush money to Stormy Daniels.
This is an old story, but
he went to the court and he said, "I want you to delay the trial because you can't pick a fair jury unless you find people that have never heard about any of my charges, any of my nine indictments."
That's what you get for being so fucking famous.
Because it would turn them against me, and they can't be fair and objective
if they have
facts,
because
they know about all these indictments. And what that means is that they have to find jurors, according to him, have to find jurors who haven't watched the news in over a year. No, watched the news, heard the news, talked about
over,
the news
over 5 years.
In a year. But the felonies are relatively...
But the news isn't.
Charges and indictments are relatively new. No, the news isn't. But anyway, that's a no-brainer. But anything to delay, sure. Anything, of course, to delay.
It feels like all of his comeuppance is just like... It's always right around the corner. It's always... Up after the next curve is when we get to our destination, and then you're driving along and you take a curve and no, after the next one, and you just never get there. It's on and on.
Netanyahu is in some deep shit. Biden has disclaimed his support and says that he's wrong in his planned invasion of the southern Gaza, the last enclave, after killing 7 workers. The funny thing about the killing, very funny.
Accidentally.
Pardon? Oh, yeah. So here's accidental. So there are these vans carrying these workers, and they're driving up the road. And they're there by themselves. They're not in the middle of bombardment or anything like that. And one of the torpedoes or whatever the fuck they threw at him, not a torpedo, but a bomb, happened to go right through the dead center of the roof and incinerated everyone there. And people are kind of scratching their head and wonder, what kind of an accident is that? You can understand that if you're in a military zone and there's war zone and there's shooting and there's people running the gauntlet and trying to help people and they get killed by, crossfire, mortar fire. That wasn't this. This was a convoy. How do you not know that in 2024? You do know that. You see it on your screen, bro.
Let's check out the opposite, that it was intentional. To what end? Why would they try and kill aid workers?
The workers in that van were suspicious of being Hamas. They were purportedly Hamas, and Israel took them out. And we'll never know that, but that's an explanation.
Okay.
There have been claims since the war began that there are workers who are protecting Hamas and are, in fact, Hamas. It's never stopped. That's been Israel's claim.
So then it was an act against Hamas, right?
Who said so?
I don't have the intelligence. You just said it was claimed that it was suspected, but presumably...
No, the Israel said that they were sorry and it was an accident. It was an accident that an isolated convoy was bombed. Yeah, it was an accident. Whoops.
So which is it?
You don't believe this shit, do you?
With, I mean... What don't I believe?
Suspected.
Like, what, I don't see evidence on either side, apart from it doesn't make sense to intentionally kill innocent people. Like, I don't think they're doing that. Intentionally.
What? They are intentionally killing people. They know... how many civilians, women, and children are going to be killed when they bomb. They probably undercount that number, but they know they will be killed. They are killing them, and they know it. They're doing it purposely.
Yes, but they're enemies.
It's the side effect of war.
Okay. So that's true of all wars.
True.
Okay. But they're not... picking a school somewhere that has no Hamas tunnels underneath it and just being like, let's kill some of those children.
As far as I know.
That's my point.
That's off reality. This is I'm on the ground with this, man. This is more indiscriminate than any war that, of course, Hiroshima was kind of a
but,
big deal.
Okay, but you're aware that Hamas has all of these tunnels and stuff to to protect their women and children, to protect their soldiers, and they specifically put their children above the tunnels to be killed when the bombs fall. Yes,
is that true?
Their own
children.
They use their own family.
Why?
Because they know that is a deterrent for the Israelis. Because the Israelis have morals. Oof. And they don't.
Yeah, it's a rough situation, so, boy.
How can you fight someone that is willing to put their family as shields?
Well, you can't do it well, that's right. For sure, which makes you wonder the whole...
So do you not do it and let them, keep attacking you? No, you have to fight back.
I think probably what you do is you create no haven in a multi-country region, and you basically drive them further and further out.
How do you do that if they're under the tunnels with their children above them?
You've got to infiltrate, man.
Oh, for sure they're trying that.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it successfully.
But, like, while they continue to attack you. Yeah. Like, this is not... I don't think the casualties are any worse than what any of the wars that America has participated in with, like, Iraq or Afghanistan.
It's an interesting piece of data. Like, we could figure that. Let's say that the what's the numbers you're looking for? What's the ratio of innocents killed and guilties?
If you could even measure
with
that.
Hamas, you don't know.
Right, exactly. And they're going to give you numbers. Like, you can't know on either, in any war, really. But, like, America did some shit to Germany and Japan that is fucking dark as hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Dresden and Hiroshima and that shit.
Yeah, well.
But that was with the goal of defeating the enemies and the enemy and their ideology. And that's what Israel, like, has to do to defend their existence.
I don't know what Israel would do, exactly, stop attacking. I don't know. That's where I was going, is that I don't know what they should do, but I'm really clear that what they shouldn't be doing is what they're
doing. They shouldn't be fighting back.
Because not only... No, I wouldn't put it that way. When you put it that way, you're turning it into a different issue. The question is whether you can bomb your way out of it.
Like every other war ever.
Well, when Hiroshima bomb landed, the war was over. It was dead in the water. World conquest was done. When Hitler was stopped, it was done. They did effectively stop it. They can't do that with this because it's not a known enemy. It's not a defined enemy. It's much more... Right.
It's a defined ideology. And so
there's
ideology,
no comparisons.
Though.
There's no comparisons to these other wars. It's a reality unlike any
other. Right, exactly. So...
It's like Augusta. It's a tradition like none other.
Wow. The war in Israel and Gaza is like the Masters in Augusta because it's so special and elite. And
it's a tradition like none other. So I wonder how your buddy John Rahm's going to do. How does dinner go over? Did you read anything about it?
Not since we read the menu. I saw that photo and sent it to you.
Isn't it interesting how they put Tiger front and center? Is there a pattern to the photo where the people with the most wins are center and on the edges become the people that have only won once? I bet you that's the case. Multiple winners are at the center of the photo if they're standing. The ones who are seated are like last year's winner and the chairman, whoever, there's the elite are sitting. But then the mass of winners, I'll bet you it's patterned somehow.
I mean, when I see this photo, I see a bunch of old
Jack?
White guys. And then... You know, there is Tiger there, and...
Where's Jack?
I don't see Jack.
Sitting?
If you could maybe not be snapping your fingers while we're recording, that might be a nice thing. Just saying.
It's my
piano. I don't see Jack. Oh, there he is. I see him. He's there. He's one of the...
Is he in front of Tiger?
No, but he's one of the seated on the front row. Looking old as hell.
Oh, because he's got a title, Excelsior or whatever.
There's the young lads are in the back. Although, God, Phil doesn't look that good in this photo. But anyway, I'll put this in the show notes, I guess. yeah. John's looking the healthiest of all these knuckleheads.
John who? Oh yeah. Well, I'm looking for. I'm going to be able to watch some of it tomorrow. So I watched the second episode of A Gentleman in Moscow. It was rewarding.
I tried to get that, and apparently it's on Showtime. Not HBO.
You're right.
Is a thing that I don't get streaming. I have to do other maneuvers to acquire. But
well, very, very, very good. And I saw the next episode of Larry David and.
His Curb Your Enthusiasm just finished, I think. I think the last... this is for sure the last season.
The last season. Is it the last season?
Apparently, yes, it is. They they have 12 seasons spanning 24 years. So they took some years off, or like he would just realize that he wasn't doing this for the money. He just can do it whenever he wants on his own time. And so apparently it's been going for 24 years, is what I heard.
He's 76 years old.
He's pretty darn old, yeah.
I've been watching, studying more and more his gait, the way he walks. He looks like an insect with his hands in his pocket. His feet are ahead of himself. It's almost anti-gravity how he manages. This last episodes are so funny. And Richard Lewis is prominent. You know, I think the whole season is dedicated to him. Of course, he died during the...
Yeah, the last episode was this week. April 7th.
This past Sunday? So they ended with an argument on an airplane.
Hold on. October 8th. What is this October 8th thing? You know, maybe not. Maybe it said last aired of season 12, so maybe that's not actually aired yet.
I don't think it is.
In the series finale, Larry faces a trial over his actions in Atlanta, mirroring the Seinfeld season series finale.
Ah, yeah, that's how it ended, with Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld walking arm in arm down the hallway, saying, "That's how we should have ended."
Okay, well, there you go. So, yeah, I think you've seen the last episode.
I guess I've seen the last one. I saw it.
That show started in October 2000. How crazy is that?
Wow! Wow!
Like,
yeah, this show too. Was a show within a show.
I remember I've watched the whole first season, and I remember that they had like pagers and flip phones and stuff, and it felt super ancient in that way that the year 2000 feels.
I saw a movie the other day, a Michael Douglas movie, one of the Wall Street movies, and he's walking on a beach and he has a big phone.
Loaf of bread phones,
That's this big. And at the time, nobody had those. That was the coolest
fucking thing, yep.
Nobody
had those. You can walk around and talk on the phone? What?
Nobody had those. It was like, what the hell? How can he be talking on the phone walking on the beach?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Times have changed.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. Well, I got to flip. I got to flop. I got a bowl.
So, do you know what I'm doing tomorrow morning?
I got a scoot. I'm out. You're going
golfing. Nope, I'm going to the airport to pick up my parents that are arriving. As we talk now, I think they are flying across the ocean. So.
Across the ocean, where I want to be, she will be. That's Donovan. Across the ocean, where I want to be, she will be. What is that song? What's the word? Across the ocean. You don't know it? So we learned, I'm singing Hey Jude in the new band.
Na, 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 na. Yep.
And It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
All right.
I'm out, bro.
I will
love you, man.
See you
in a week.
Next week, bro.
Peace out. Baby.
All right, another episode in the books. That was episode number 214. You can find the show notes at happyhour.fm/214, where you can find links to some of the stuff we talked about. I found how to properly rip a phone book, so if you want to learn how to do that, that's over there too. And you can support the show at patreon.com/happyhour. See you next week.